You're listening to the Closing Market Report for this 19th day of November. It's a Monday afternoon. We're now joined by Mark Russo. He is at Brisk Pulse in Chicago. Mark, thanks so much for being with us. Can you start with those drought-ravaged areas of California where the fires have just decimated so many communities? Is there relief in the way of rainfall coming for them?
Well, Todd, there is relief on the way, which is shaping up to be the first major storm system of the fall moving into the West Coast. And that's going to be taking place during the second half of this week across Northern California, where we have the campfire taking place. Rainfall totals will be on the order of 1 to maybe even over 2 inches of rainfall. And even into Southern California and some of the wildfires in around the LA region, such as the Hill and Wolseley wildfires of late, rainfall totals will be lighter compared to Northern California, a quarter to half an inch. But with these rain events, they will certainly help to basically extinguish the wildfires. But we do note that in some of the areas with heavier rain, i.e. areas of Northern California, some of those burn scar areas could actually be at risk for some mudslides, which tends to happen when you get heavy rains over these burned out areas. So kind of a mixed blessing, if you would, here coming up. And overall, it continues just to be a pretty crazy situation there out across California with the pattern of late.
You know, I'd like to explore this just a little bit because I've heard things like 200 days without rainfall in that camp area in near Paradise, California. And then, you know, 5 years worth of drought. The rainfall you're talking about isn't a drought ender, but it apparently will be heavy enough to soak things down to, and may dislodge hillsides, I suppose, now that those are scarred and open. What kind of assessment do you have of just the drought that's taken place?
Yeah, well, they've gone through ebbs and flows with drought conditions and wet conditions over the past several years. Now, you take things back 5 and 10 years, certainly more drought years versus wet years, but you only go back a couple of winters ago where they had basically a record wet winter, and that's actually been one of the main reasons why things are as bad as they quickly has gone into drought. There's a lot of brush there, which actually expanded because of the wet winter and grew and now is dried out and not kindling for fire and in the current drought conditions. And like you said, now going forward, these rains will help improve, but they're not a drought ender.
And let's move here to the Midwest and the rest of the nation as Thanksgiving is on Thursday. What do you see for our forecast that day?
Well, the highlight here for later on this week is the strong Arctic air mass that's going to be at least the core of it moving into the northeastern U.S., but we're going to be affected here in the Midwest. Our coldest day is actually going to be on Wednesday, but for Thanksgiving here coming up, temperatures will begin to start to return close to a bit more seasonal levels, but still slightly cooler than normal, highs in the 30s, minimum temperatures in the 20s. Warmer temperatures are then expected shortly thereafter over the upcoming holiday weekend.
And finally, turn your attention to South America. They've had a really good start to their growing season. Do you expect it to continue in that fashion?
Yeah, Todd, we do see favorable weather continuing across South America over the next couple of weeks. The most active conditions will be across central and northern Brazil. That will continue to replenish and add more soil moisture to much of central and northern Brazil. Argentina and far southern Brazil will be less active compared to what they have been, but overall their soil moisture is in really good shape and without any kind of extreme heat, generally favorable growing conditions will persist at least into the early part of December.
Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd.
That, of course, is Mark Russo. He is with Brisk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. I'm Todd Gleason.